Hello, my name is Isabel, and today I will be talking about the untold story of being a radio DJ. I remember the exact captivating moment that the blue and off-white with the yellow lit dial captured me, focused me, and put me on the path I have embraced, both the good and bad, for the past 31, almost 32 years. We were a farm family living in northwest Iowa, several generations of farmers. We had just built a new house, moving from the only home that I had known to a new place. I was 6 years old, in first grade, new bus, new neighbors, and a new bedroom. And because my dad had put in a new stereo, I got a radio in my room. A blue and off-white radio the size of a toaster, with a pale yellow light-up dial. I sat in my room that night, listened to the station and DJs talking, and it pulled me in. It was that moment right there. I knew I had to be on the radio. Just as I was wrapping up high school in northwestern Iowa, I was bugging a local radio station to be part of their team. Put me on the air! According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the mean and annual wage of a radio disc jockey was $26,850 in May of 2010. The lowest 10% earned less than $16,590. At the top 10% earn more than $72,500. Wedding and club DJs can earn more than the median annual wage, which includes radio announcing. I helped up promotions, got to practice radio, in a studio. I got to hang around the staff, helps on Saturdays and Sundays, keeping an eye on things. The station was 93 KKRC in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I was only an intern and didn't get my first full-time radio job until June 30th, 1987. The station was 101.9 KZN in Central City, Nebraska. To be a radio DJ, you need to get a bachelor's degree. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics has the same radio DJs are required to have no more than the high school diploma. However, many of these professionals earn a bachelor's degree in broadcast, journalism, communications, or a similar field. A career in radio may not be as glamorous as it was decades ago. Most blame radio's current condition or consolidation and other factors beyond their control. But disruption is a major part of the story, too. There are a few industries that haven't been upended and redefined by the internet and the technology that has followed. That's just the way it is. Now that you know how your job will be starting, what you get paid, and what you need to become a radio DJ, let's now talk about what you'll be doing during the day. When I did mornings, I would wake up every day at 3:30. That was the time for me to scan the headlines of the news that happened overnight and try to figure out what topics would be interesting to the people and what they would be talking about. Also, if there was a topic that I could relate to somebody on a local level, the key to being successful in any personality business is that the individual or listener feels like you're directly talking to them about something that they can relate to. I had created individual spreadsheets for each hour of my show as a template, and I would plug in various topics throughout the course of the morning. We had what one would call establishing benchmarks, where, for example, at 6:30 every day, you talked about historical things in music or movie history. You would cover birthdays like celebrities or what not listeners get accustomed and look forward to hearing. Those particular benchmarks on a daily basis. Every technological wonder has been deemed a novelty at some point or another that destined. There has, for instance, been a lot of noise attacking radio broadcasting future over the last 10 or 20 years. A closer look at the facts shows these harbingers of doom are way off the mark. Every technological wonder has been deemed a novelty at some point or another. Being relatable is the most important aspect because it feels like the listener is included in the topic via the news. Do a joke, it's whatever. I would get to the studio a little after 5 a.m. and have lined up by R on which topics we were going to talk about. A lot of people often ask me, how do I come up with these things that I talk about, these topics that I discuss in my comments about them? Although there were expectations, a DJ should have a voice that is casual and comfortable. DJs have to be prepared to work odd hours, especially when they're first breaking into the field. Overnight shifts are often where the DJs are on their first gigs, but DJs also say these shifts come with the most freedom to play the music that they want. Broadcast DJs are the voice of the radio. Sometimes they decide the content of their shows, including the music. Sometimes the radio stations make the decision for them. In either case, they bring out an altogether for the listener. A DJ's job is to keep listeners informed and entertained. Most broadcast DJs work at one station, although some do freelance work and sell individual shows to different stations. Typically, broadcast DJs must have control of their hands, but apart from that, they aren't any physical requirements to working as a DJ broadcast. To be honest, it's not a singular source that I find everything, but it's cumulative years of experience that allows me to talk about so many different topics, items, and interests for people. Upon my show's conclusion, whatever time slot I was in, I generally had to attend meetings with clients to talk about upcoming marketing campaigns or the promotions department to discover which ways we were going to market various properties of our radio station. Many times, there were production elements that needed to be handled and the form commercials that needed to be recorded as well. Not every day was the same amount of time, but there was pretty symptomatic balance and when I would go in and when I would be done, like almost any other job. Even when the industry was in its heyday in the 70s and 80s, it was never easy to find that job at first. I would venture to say that most people and the people now occupying it, the best positions in broadcasting started out as an intern. The overnight DJs were doing something menial in the newsroom. And many have adopted to the book-to-book mindset because broadcasting has been based on performance and the results from its new beginnings.